Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The Giants looked at a surprising 1-0 win over the San Diego Padres last night, a game that was decided on this play right here.
Line pass to Richie Davis toward the corner. Drury coming to third, and they're going to send him. Crawford, home, tag, got it time. Bart thinks he got him. What a tag by Joey.
Oh my gosh.
Giants want to look at this one. Kim ends up at third. Gabe Kapler wants the challenge. For now, the game is tied.
Upon review, the call on the field is overturned. The runner is out. San Francisco retains the challenge.
NBC Sports Bay Area, Dave Fleming and Javi Lopez, who joined us just yesterday on the call last night. And you could hear that crowd. One replay really looked like runner was safe. The other replay looked like maybe he's out. Maybe. Depends on whether you think the palm, the bottom of the palm of his hand, like the thumb part of the bottom of the palm of your hand, was on home plate before the tag was applied. You heard the crowd's reaction in San Diego. By the way, that crowd was ready to roar all last night, and they got very little to roar about. Not a single run was scored. They wanted to celebrate. They did not have much of a chance to celebrate in San Diego last night, and the Giants get full credit for that. That was a hell of a play from Luis Gonzalez, who we've been talking about, you know, lacking some fundamentals on the base path. Hitting cutoff men it's been an issue this year, Ray, for Giants outfielders. Luis Gonzalez among them. He made a really nice play in the corner of Petco, made a nice throw to Crawford, who just delivered a dart to home plate. And Bart, in a world where it's harder for a catcher to be in the right place, out of play at the plate, was placed perfectly and then made a hell of a tag.
Oh, yeah, no, it was one of the best outfield plays the Giants have put together all year. Because, you know, again, Gonzalez has been a bit of an adventure out there. Bart is still learning the defensive part of catching. Crawford is the only guy who made the play you would expect him to make, because he's made that play 500 times if he's made it once.
So, his glove is golden. His arm is legit.
Yeah. So, I mean, in that way, you're still surprised that they make that play, because so many things have to go right there, including playing the carom off the wall right, because Petco has one of those walls where there are dead spots in it. So, no, it's one where they can walk away feeling like, yeah, we did that right, and we did it right all night. So, I mean, they only gave up 5 hits out of 4 pitchers, which is far better than they usually do.
Well, and let's just talk about how that game ended with Camilo Duvall hitting 103 on the final pitch of that game. 103! That is humping it up there. That is one of the fastest recorded pitch times, miles per hour, I should say, of the entire season, which means it's nothing short of one of the fastest fastballs ever thrown in the history of baseball. There is just no doubting his arm talent. It is not only spectacular, it is far and away the best in the entire Giants system. Carlos Rodon, Logan Webb included. Nobody for the San Francisco Giants is a better arm than Duvall. That's something we were talking about with Javi Lopez yesterday when I asked him, isn't he a little too reliant on a slider when he can throw a 103-mile-an-hour fastball and a 101-mile-an-hour sinker?
He's always been predominantly slider guy because he knows he can throw that first strike. That's always been his pitch. But I watched it yesterday. That's the first time I've seen it live in a good view. Like the other ballparks in Pittsburgh, I'm up in the sky. And in Atlanta, I'm up in the sky. I'm up by the lights. I can't see it the way I saw it yesterday in the Coliseum. And Joey Bart was having trouble just catching the ball. And seeing it from home plate, you're seeing it start over the middle of the plate and just absolutely chasing the right-handers in on the hands or diving far out and away for these left-handers at 100 to 102. And I think those are the pitches that you got to just kind of keep pumping them up. Like, hey, dude, that's really nasty. I know you love your slider, but you have a sinker going 102. That's pretty good. I think he's getting an idea of it.
Yeah. Whenever you got anything 102 that isn't a fever, just go with it. It sounds like an FM dial position more than it does a miles per hour coming out of a pitcher's hand. So keep it up. Camilo Duvall, if you would please. How often does Gabe Kapler get to talk about how the Giants played great defense?
First thing you look at is how well Gons played it off the wall. He was perfectly positioned to get a good throw off. Then Cross feet were excellent. He's one of the best replay men in the league and a good strong throw to the plate. Obviously a really challenging pick. Joey made a perfect pick and, you know, the optimal tag. We saw it on replay. The angle that our video team had on it, it was clearly out from our vantage point and looked like we won tonight's game with some defense. It's a good thing for us and a notable. It's notable.
Ray, you got to love it. It's Gonzalez when he's getting picked off on second base. Make a nice play at the wall. Oh, Gons.
Yeah.
Well positioned out there. Gons.
Yeah. The clever use of, you know, half the surname. So you could just say, I approve of you now.
Whenever you have a great show, I walk into Nahagian's office and I'm like, you hear Rats tonight? Rats was fantastic.
You don't do that. And if you did, I'd be ashamed of you.
Well, of course I wouldn't do that. He's gone by the time our show is over.
I mean, among other things, I mean, he puts in a solid 5-hour day.
That's our guy. We don't.
He's exhausted.
We keep him well rested.
Yeah, I think he may have anemia.
Gabe Kapler, again, how often this season has he been able to say without kind of, you know, laughing or lying about it, we played great defense tonight. Last night, the Giants did.
It really is. It's rewarding. Double play turn by Tyro and Kral on the Raj ground ball is huge for all of us. And part of the reason I think Tyler's out there in that situation is because we believe we can catch the ball behind him. That's a good feeling.
I can't give him any crap for calling him Kral because people have been calling Crawford Kral for a very long time. And that tag by Joey Bart.
It's very similar to like a short hop at first base. I mean, except you're also having to apply a tag. There's a lot of eye-hand coordination going into that. I mean, Joey's been contributing in a lot of different ways pretty consistently now for a bit. More and more encouraging it every day. It's a huge play for us.
What would Joey's abbreviated nickname be? Muni?
Yeah.
You get it? Muni? Laugh into the mic, Ray.
I can't. I'm trying to absorb it and it just...
Thank you. Brian leaned in. He liked it. Thank you.
Well, Brian's a suck up.
No, he knows comedy. He knows great comedy.
Does he? How would you know that based on that?
Joey Bart. When he plays well, it's Muni, baby. Is it Gucci? No, I won't do it. Anyways, look, how much
time? You're trying hard.
How much time can you spend talking about a one run game? Hey, you know, it was that unexpected. So, interesting to say the least. We'll see if the Giants can keep it going. A win tonight in San Diego not only would leave the Padres crestfallen, it would also be their fourth win in a row. It would get the Giants back to 500. And depending on what happens above them and the teams that they are chasing, maybe even closes, you know, the wild card gap by another game. They're 5.5 back now. Padres obviously lose last night. Brewers lost last night. Meanwhile, the Phillies, Ray, they stay hotter than a pistol. And I don't even know if they played last night.
They did not.
They've still won 5 in a row, 9-1 in their last 10 games. So,
and they play the always difficult to lose to Miami Marlins.
Oh, geez. Marlins in town.
But there's, that's a lot of the schedule here. I mean, people have been raving about the Mets since the All-Star break. they've had a number of easy series. I mean, if you hit the right teams at the right time, you can make some hay.
Hey, win them.
You still have to beat the good teams to gain actual real ground. I mean, and the biggest thing that the Mets have done, not to go off on a tangent, was when they beat the Braves over the weekend.
Yeah.
Because now that lead, which was 1.5, 2.5, it's now 7. And, you know, now that DeGrom is back and now that Daniel Vogelbach is the putative MVP, they may not be stopped.
JP in Berkeley on the Comcast Business text line says, man, Padres fans started throwing trash on the field after that call was overturned last night. Real classy, San Diego. You're right. I mean, that was... How about this? You can tell a crowd is fired up, and you can tell there's a lot of new people in the building because of trade deadline news and PR bounce that the Padres have been enjoying. And you should never throw anything on the field, and obviously you're not allowed on the field. Anyone who infringes upon the field of play in any sport, it would be my wish they were identified and never allowed back in the park ever again. That's how I would handle it.
I would give them a tryout if my team was bad.
I mean, if you really like the arm strength, depending how far the debris traveled.
Maybe just speed.
Right. The only place where you're allowed to do it is Wrigley Field. And the only thing you're allowed to throw back on the field is another team's home run.
A lot of guys have had a lot of experience with that this year.
Oh, very much so. Very, very much so.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.